From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with LaMae and Reese. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Here she comes, look at her go. There she goes, in that cold, watch her fly. Look at her sing, let her bye, 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 fireball me. Watch her go, look at her steam, and hear that low whistle and swerve, look at her sway, and get that curve out of the way. Watch her fly, look at her sail, let her bye, 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 fireball me. Engineer, making up time, tracks are clean, look at her. Bet she's late, 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 fireball man. Here she comes, look at her go. There she goes, in that.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO Creative City of Crafts and Folk Art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 562nd live performance. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Joe LaMae and Sherry Reese. Known for their original songs and old-style harmony, LaMae and Reese are committed to the sharing, learning, and promotion of folk music within their local community and beyond. Aside from being touring musicians, they host a monthly coffee house, a weekly acoustic music jam, and head up a regional songwriters group. Please welcome tonight's guest in a concert performance on the Red Barn radio stage, Joe LeMay and Sherry Reese.
Late at night, you're all alone. You're so darn quiet, but there's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. On the radio, in the old hotel, you hear the song she loves so well. There's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. Like a shooting star that lights the night and falls in pieces to the ground, she broke your heart, you fell apart into a silent, lonesome sound. A dusty book, old photograph, you see the smile, you hear the laugh. There's a sound your heart makes. Like a shooting star that lights the night, falls in pieces to the ground, she broke your heart, you fell apart into that silent, lonesome sound. You're on the road, late at night, you're all alone, you're so darn quiet, but there's a sound your heart makes when it breaks.
Thank you.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Eric Hess to speak more with Joe LeMay and Sherry Reese.
Joe and Sherry, you have a sound that brings me back. It's nostalgic, it's traditional, still feels relevant. It sounds like you started out in folk, and Sherry, obviously you were in a family band that played folk and maybe some old-timey and bluegrass, but then it was the mid to late 60s. Joe, I hear you went to Woodstock.
Yes, I
And Sherry, you cite being drawn to bands like the Grateful Dead. But yet here you are back to playing this traditional folk. Tell me about that.
I guess it goes way back because, when I was a preteen and a teenager, that was during the folk revival in the late 50s, early 60s. I was living up on the south shore of Lake Ontario, so I didn't have an Appalachian upbringing or anything like that. So when I heard some of the folk songs, I was again intrigued, and one in particular was the Kingston Trio did the Billy Ed Wheeler song, Reverend Mr. Black. When they got to the part where he'd sing the chorus of Lonesome Valley, I'd never heard that song, I'd never heard that kind of music, and it just grabbed me. And it stayed with me until I got out on my own, started playing music, and started reading and listening to the old-time music and the music that influenced people I loved, like Bob Dylan, things like that. They had to have an influence, so I followed their influences, got into folk music, and loved the old stuff. I don't know why you come here.
You bring everybody down. We're all having fun here, and you keep coming around. You don't like anybody. Everybody knows. If you're gonna leave the party early, now would be the time to go. I don't know why you come here, thinking that you're the star. We've all got your number. We all know who you are. And you don't have to worry. They can hear you in the back row. If you're gonna leave the party early, now would be the time to go. How's the weather up there as you're looking down your nose? Is it lonely at the top? Please won't you tell us before you go? You're the queen, like you're the only one here. The people come to see. Let me be the one to tell you, 'cause you really need to know. If you're gonna leave the party early, now would be the time to go. If you're gonna leave the party early, now would be the time to go.
You rebel from the family band when you discovered groups like the Grateful Dead, or did you still stay in your...
Well, no, I guess I really hadn't thought about it so much. We didn't have a family band before all that, before the Grateful Dead. So what happened was, I'm a little bit younger than Joe. So by the time I got to college, it was more Bob Dylan and Grateful Dead. So then I started getting, really listening to them. And that's when I started hearing in the back of my head, I'm hearing my dad picking the Wildwood Flower. So I'm hearing those sounds out of this music that I really, really liked. My dad was a bluegrass guitar picker, and he would get his guitar out and pick the Carter Family song Wildwood Flower all the time. And somewhere along the line, that song stuck in my head. And when I got older, I realized that that was the kind of music that I was gravitating toward. So I wanted to write a song in tribute to my dad for his influence. And it's called Wildwood Flower Seeds.
My daddy played his old guitar as I listened at his knee. In those days, a wildwood flower was planted in my memory. I did not know it way back then, but the roots were growing strong. I knew when I began to hear that sound in my favorite song. All the while, played the radio while riding in the car. Mother, Maybelle, Doc, and Merle were picking their guitars, while Daddy just sat back, waiting for the roots to grow. Now on my very own guitar, I'm echoing the radio. All a wildwood flower needs is just a little seed, planted in a patch of fertile ground and tended patiently. It took a long, long while, but now
So LeMay and Reese, you guys are out there touring and doing gigs, playing some festivals. Yeah. There's been this recent explosion of Americana music. How's that impacted you as musicians and LeMay and Reese as a group?
Do you have something to say?
Well, I'm just laughing.
Well, it does in a way because younger people listen to us and hear the old sound. Like you said, it took you back. Mm-hmm. And they want to hear some of that. And it's not that we're up here going, we got to sound old. This is us. For about 10 years, we resisted the tag Americana because we didn't really know what it meant. About 3 years ago, I changed our tag from an American folk music duo to an Americana folk music duo because I understand it now.
On these old songs, you talked a little bit about how there's all sorts of different words to a lot of these traditional songs. Now, how do you go about deciding which lyrics you want to use in some of these songs?
Well, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me was easy. I just do the Dave Van Rock version. But I've listened to some older versions. I like the one we do. Well, hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Don't mind the laying in the grave so long.
Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
I've been around Cape Jordan
and parts of Arkansas.
Been around Cape Jordan and parts of
song. Been so doggone hungry, I could have hidden behind a straw. Poor boy, I've been all around the world. I went up on the mountain, and there I made my stand. Went up on the mountain, there I made my stand. A rifle on my shoulder, a dagger in my hand. Poor boy, I've been all around the world. Oh, hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. So high, put a rope around my neck and hung me up so high. Last words I heard him say was, it won't be long before you die. Poor boy, I've been all around the world. So hang me, oh, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Don't mind the hanging, it's the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, I've been all around the world.
Thank you.
The cuckoo, that's been around for about 400 years, and there's about 400 verses. And they don't really tell a story either, like you got the cuckoo, and then they go on about, I've been in England, I've been in Spain, and I've gambled here and I've gambled there, but it had nothing to do with the cuckoo. We kind of put some verses together that related to the cuckoo.
Made a better story.
Looking
anyway.
For her lover, so or waiting for her lover.
402 verses.
Yeah. So we got it down to 3 verses, and about half of it was our writing.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. But she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. She flies o'er the rivers and flies the skies above. She flies back to the mountains and mourns for her true love. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. Thank you. I've wandered by the dust that's on my feet. Gonna stay here on this mountain and let my true love look for me. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo.
Sherry, tell me about the family band when you guys did have it. Was it bluegrass?
Oh, yeah. My dad, still to this day, he's hardcore bluegrass. He doesn't even like the stuff that we do.
And I understand that you also play banjo and guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, I play clawhammer. I don't play like Paul. We're two different styles.
Nobody plays like Paul.
That's right. Yeah, nobody plays like Paul.
Since we bring him up, tell me how a hotshot Kentucky banjo picker doesn't end up in a bluegrass band.
Paul Davis.
I try to stay away from them as much as I can because it's like the same old thing. Your dog runs away and your family goes away and no home falls down. So I get tired of hearing all that type music. So I kind of like coming into the Americana and the blues sound, just taking the instrument where it's never been.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with LeMay and Reese, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with LeMay and Reese after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.